This is Talia White from the Women in Wreck Fishing at 101.5 FM with your weekly Coastwatch fishing report. Starting in the Brisbane River, jewfish and threadfin salmon are being caught at night around the port terminals, with vibes and live baits doing the trick. Snapper are also coming off the front rock wall, where brim are starting to move back into the system as well. The Pine River has whiting in good numbers, mainly in that 30 to 40 centimetre range, and brim are a little slow, but still worth the effort. You find a few jewfish are being caught around the bridges, and flathead are holding closer to the river mouth, and in the deeper holes, while trevally are being taken mid-river, and queenfish are showing up around dawn and dusk. Up near King John Creek, there have been large brim and whiting reported, along with the odd jewfish. In the Bribey Passage, the flats are producing good whiting and brim, and mangrove jack are starting to appear through the creeks and canals. Red Beach has been fishing well for whiting, and further upstream, bass are showing in the upper reaches of the North and South Pine Rivers, as well as the upper Caboolture River. Out in the bay, snapper are coming from the Curtin Artificials, and jewfish have been taken at West Peel Artificial. Whiting are biting at Reader's Point on Moreton Island, while school mackerel are active between Green and King Island, as well as through the Rainbow Channel, with mornings being the best bite time. Around Redcliffe, grunter and snapper are being caught on the northern inshore reefs and around Scarborough and into Bramble Bay. While over at Shauncliffe Pier, anglers have been landing some quality fish, including Taylor on salted blue baits and jewfish. We're reeling it in for today. That's Talia's Coastwatch Fishing Report. Miss something? Catch the podcast again at the website at 101.5fm.com.au.